In this bulletin, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton plays down the value of a New Zealand refugee resettlement deal. Firefighters work to contain blazes in New South Wales. And in cricket, the Sheffield Shield match between Victoria and Western Australia is abandoned. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has played down the prospect of accepting New Zealand's offer to resettle some of the asylum seekers currently held on Manus Island and Nauru. Legislation to overturn the so-called Medivac Bill passed Parliament last week with the support of Independent Senator Jackie Lambie. There has been speculation her secret condition for supporting the coalition was related to New Zealand's long-standing offer to accept refugees for resettlement. But Mr Dutton has told Sky News the government wants as many people as possible sent to the United States before considering other options.
The threat from Sri Lanka and elsewhere is still a very real one. So people smugglers are marketing New Zealand as a destination. We've got people who have gone from Nauru to the United States who are messaging back now saying don't come to the United States because the welfare system's not as good as you'll find in Australia and New Zealand. So we need to be realistic about the reality of those that are trying to take money from innocent men, women and children and put people onto boats now.
New South Wales firefighters are taking advantage of easing conditions to try to contain dozens of blazes burning across the state before temperatures soar later this week. Firefighters had another tough day on Saturday battling blazes, including the massive Gospers Mountain megafire near Sydney's northwestern outskirts, which has merged with neighbouring blazes. Conditions have eased today, allowing firefighters a chance to do critical backburning and containment work ahead of Tuesday, when temperatures are expected to soar into the 40s in parts of the state. Despite easing conditions, smoke is still blanketing Sydney and other parts of the state, with suburbs in the city's south and northwest recording hazardous air quality levels. Meanwhile, a marine ecologist is warning of the health impacts bushfire ash can have when it enters the drinking water supply. Dr. Emma Johnson from the University of New South Wales says the ash washing up on Sydney's beaches can be an irritant if it gets into people's eyes and ears. But she says if bushfire ash is washed into drinking water catchments, it can trigger large algal blooms and cause serious health problems.
The scale of the bushfires this season are enormous. We've seen 2 million hectares burnt or burning in New South Wales, and that's got the potential to deliver an enormous amount of carbon and nitrogen and phosphorus into our waterways. It's something that rarely happens in marine environments, and so we really are in untested waters.
Queensland police officers have fatally shot a man they confronted over reports he was shooting at vehicles and people with a rifle. A ground and air search for the 40-year-old was sparked by reports to police last night that he was armed and driving around the town of Tiaro, south of Maryborough. Police allege the man fired at officers when he was discovered at a home this morning and was critically injured when officers returned fire. He was pronounced dead at the scene and the incident is being investigated internally. To cricket, and the Sheffield Shield match at the MCG between Victoria and Western Australia has been abandoned after failed attempts by the ground staff to make the playing surface safe. Day one on Saturday saw play called off, following a series of blows to Western Australian batsmen Sean Marsh and Marcus Stoinis, caused by unexpected bounce. But Melbourne Cricket Club Chief Executive Stuart Fox has defended his staff over the incident, saying it's all a learning experience. He says the Boxing Day test against New Zealand won't be affected.
We all know it's not ideal, but our curators and staff have our full support. They haven't done this on their own. It's been at the direction of the Melbourne Cricket Club, and that has been supported by all of our stakeholders. And Cricket Australia have been fantastic. We've all wanted more life in these pitches. We didn't want this much, and it is unfortunate. We apologise for that.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny, 30. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 29. Melbourne, windy with a late cool change, 38. Hobart, partly cloudy, 29. Canberra, smoke haze, 36. Wollongong, similar conditions, 27. Sydney, smoke haze as well, 28. Much the same in Newcastle and 30. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 30. Mostly sunny in Cairns and 32. And in Darwin, possible shower or storm, 36. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.